ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
ABC Sports coverage of NRL Sunday.
Rugby League is on your radio.
ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Yeah, what a win by the Gold Coast Titans last night over the Brisbane Broncos up in Brisbane. 28 points to 23. They've got a really good record. I think they won six of their last nine at Lang Park against the Broncos, the Gold Coast. And look, they're struggling this year, or they have been, but they've got two of the most exhilarating players in the comp. Keanu Kinney, their fullback, and Jaden Campbell. Both had blinders last night. And Keanu Kinney won the game for the Gold Coast with the most amazing try you'll ever see. And he saved the day at the end after a little Ezra Mam stab kick.
Back there for Pascoe, short side right, running kick now from the fullback Kinney. He's chasing it, might get there first. In fact, does Kinney. Oh! He's still away, recovering his own ball, and goes in to score the try for the Titans. That's a big moment, and there might be some more big moments to come yet. Mini Kinney with a giant play in the derby to put the Titans back ahead.
I just saw courage personified.
Five out, 30 seconds left. Play to man. He goes to the kick. Anderson's there, but it's battled away by the Gold Coast Titans. Kinney got there first. Kinney was the hero of the try at one end, and he kills the ball at the other end, and that will help the Gold Coast Titans. Hang on, Billy Moore.
You're right. Kinney saves the day at one end, scores at the other.
Oh, he's Superman, Keanu Kinney.
We all love him, and he's on the line. Keanu Kinney, welcome. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thank you, guys. How are you?
We're very well. Congrats on last night. What gives you more pleasure as a fullback? What you did, that incredible chip over the top and grabbing it out of Reece Walsh's arms to score the winning try, or saving the game at the end?
Honestly, I haven't even scored that many tries this year, so that definitely felt good for the team to get up. I've really tried to work on my defensive positioning this year, so it's definitely the defence that gives you a bit more gratitude.
I was fascinated watching you interviewed on telly last night after the game, and you were talking about the fact you didn't think your form had been all that good. But bearing in mind where you were this time last year, it's remarkable you're even on the field, Keanu.
Yeah, definitely. It's a blessing because I was millimetres away from being paralysed with my neck. So, man, I count myself lucky to even be putting the boots on or walking every day. So, I try to give myself grace to try and, you know, finding my feet back on the field again. It's probably not the form so much. It's not the effort. It's more the mistakes that have been compounding each week. But I know that I can slowly iron out those things if I just work hard at it and stick to the basics.
Keanu, congratulations on your game last night. It was an amazing game, an unbelievable try. We just heard it then caught on the radio. But take me into the sheds after the game. How was that?
Yeah, bro, it was awesome. You'd know the feeling after a win like that, especially in a derby match against the Bronx. We had all the family in there. Josh was very happy that we could finally get some reward for our hard effort. And yeah, bro, the boys were buzzing. It was awesome, man.
How has Joshy Henne been for you this year? You talk about, you know, you haven't really been focusing as much on your attack. It's all been about defensive positioning on the field. How has he been for you this year?
Yeah, no, he's been awesome. I've said it before, he's never too high or too low. He's very calm-headed, and even when I had those mistakes compounding, he stuck with me, and he stuck with the whole team, and we've never wavered to the style we want to play. We haven't got we're nowhere near where we want to be, but the style of play he wants us to play, we're all going to keep sticking at it. And that win yesterday was a little bit of a reflection of that, and we just need to, you know, try and back it up now and do that week to week.
All right, now put me in your shoes for 5 seconds last night when you put that chip and chase through. You've seen the Broncos players coming. I think it was Arthurs and maybe Reece, and definitely Reece Walsh coming. How did you even get that ball? I thought the ball was definitely in a Broncos hand, and all of a sudden you come out the other end.
when I kicked it sort of came off the inside of my boot, and I was sort of just trying to read the bounce of the ball. And I sort of lost it for a bit, and I thought, I might as well just stick my hand out and see how it goes. And, you know, a blessing that It just landed in my hands, and there was no bubble that the bunker was trying to pick up. and we finally got there in the end.
Yeah, just following on from what Louis just said there, Keanu.
Yeah.
They were looking at it. You must have been getting a bit worried, but you took it so cleanly. But we see these where they forensically examine them. You must have been a little bit worried.
Oh, I was very worried, and the whole team was worried. Everyone keep asking me, "Are you sure you got it down? Are you sure you got it? Are you sure you got it?" And I was like, "I'm pretty sure I got it." And then, as soon as the first replay showed, I was pretty confident. So, there's been heaps of 50-50 calls that we haven't got this year, and it's finally good to get one.
Well, I think you described, the dressing room as buzzing. I think, Keanu, five losses in a row you've had. And the last win, we were here at Western Sydney Stadium, it's very grand where we're talking to you from now, and you had that smashing win over Parramatta, but there's been downhill. So five losses in a row and 12-0 down, that was a really, really great effort to, pull, individually as a team to pull the reserves together to get out of that one.
Yeah, and apart from the Raiders game, I think we've been in every single game, and our defense has been showing that we just haven't been, as a spine, we probably haven't been delivering with all the mistakes and all the organization, but I know that we've been in every game, we just haven't been getting rewarded for it. And NRL is like that. Like, you can't just be out there and play tough, you have to execute and play to win. So, yeah, it's something that we're learning as a squad. We're so young, and just coming from playing with those higher with the honours of playing Kiwis, you can tell those experienced players from the Panthers, from all those top teams, they know how to win. So us as Titans, we're still learning to get there, but I'm seeing it in little patches.
More than being 12-0 down too, Gibbsy. When the Gold Coast led 22-12 and that lead evaporated, and then when Adam Reynolds kicks the field goal with, six or 7 minutes to go, I nearly turned off. I just assumed Brisbane were going to win.
And you were getting pummeled.
Yes.
Till Keanu came up with his magic play.
It was unbelievable.
Just on that, Keanu, and you talk about, you lost the ball for a minute. It looked to me as though you knew the only way that you were going to get it was a sort of flattish one. You didn't give it much air. It was sort of a flat one. It looked like you did that all on purpose.
Oh yeah, I hope so. I did it on purpose, but like I said, it came off the side of my boot a little bit. I wanted to go just over his head, and like you said, we're getting pummeled. And to be honest, I'll be honest. Like, after the field goal, I was like, "Fire!" I was gonna be, a hard grind to get back. But it just happened that Zane flipped over to the open side, and it left me with the 3-on-3, and sort of just did eyes up footy and. I'm just happy it came off.
Yeah, now just a couple of quick ones. Zane, you just mentioned him. Hasn't he been good? I mean, you've got a young squad. Zane Harrison has been fantastic.
Yeah, I think a few people will say he hasn't shown his full potential yet, but he's cut from a different cloth. Zane, ever since he's come in as an 18-year-old, he's been dominating training, and we've known, everyone has known that he's going to be an NRL first grader for years, so... we just need to keep working around him. The club needs to give him the tools he needs to do what he needs, and we'll just keep working together as a spine. He's only just turned 20 years old, so there's a bright future for Zeno.
Yeah, well, you're only 22, and just on someone who's also young, in coaching terms, 35. You played them last week. What about your old teammate Kieran Foran? He's a super coach. He's Wayne Bennett.
Yeah, and he's on the KFCs and Manly, I see. So he's killing it down there. And it was a bit buzzy playing against him as he's coaching, and I played with him last year. But happy for Foz and happy for what he's got going on there. Hopefully we can beat them next time.
Yeah, that must be really weird, having as the guy you're playing with last year. It's an exciting year in footy. Obviously, your focus is on the Gold Coast, and as you've been talking about, getting just consistency in your own game and allowing yourself the mental space to be able to achieve that. But we've also got a World Cup at the end of the year, and New Zealand will have high hopes. You played, I think, 5 tests for the Kiwis. But now Kalyn Ponga has declared himself available for New Zealand. How much would you love to be a part of the World Cup at the end of the year?
Yeah, that would be an absolute dream for myself. I've been, ever since a young kid, I've dreamt of playing for that Kiwis jumper, and especially in a World Cup would be a massive honour and privilege. But, you know, with Kenan coming in now, it's just added competition, and he's definitely done it all in the game, and we'll just keep competing, and he's been in good form. So whatever the team chooses, I just, you know, pray that I can play better footy and I can hopefully make that squad and try and compete for my position.
Well, I know, you know, luminaries like Greg Alexander and Michael Ennis were declaring your try last night as perhaps the greatest moment or the greatest try in Gold Coast Titans history. It was quite something, Keanu, and you're so humble about it all. May the good form continue. We all want Gold Coast to play well because there's you and Jaden Campbell and AJ Brimson and JoJo and Cooper Bye, all these amazing individually talented players. If it all comes together, it's going to be quite something. Thanks for joining us, Keanu. Well done, mate.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Do you love rugby league? NRL Sunday on ABC Sport.
On your radio, ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Can our panel of ABC Rugby League experts handle 6 questions in 3 minutes? Can they avoid getting stuck on the fence? And can the referee, Andrew Moore, avoid going into the bunker? It's time for 6 again.
All right, John Gibbs, which State of Origin coach is under more pressure, Billy Slater or Laurie Daly?
I would say Laurie Daly. Laurie Daly, because he lost last series. Billy Slater won it. Billy Slater was under enormous pressure last year and won it. They're both under pressure. That's what State of Origin is. It's about pressure. But right at this moment, I would say Laurie Daly.
Yeah, I think Laurie Daly, only because... you know, he didn't win last year, and they had that win before.
Luke Lewis, which teams are you declaring dead, as in can't make the finals midway through the comp?
Oh, the Dragons. but look, most of the teams.
That's brave.
Most of the teams outside the top 8 at the moment, except for probably the Broncos. But I'm going to say Parramatta, Bulldogs, Gold Coast, and I'm sort of a little bit iffy to say the Raiders. But at the moment, those 4 are dead. I'll give them another 2 weeks before I make a full decision on the Raiders.
Not interested in 2 weeks. Gibbsy, the Dragons. The Dolphins. The Dolphins are up to 5th. Do they have the most lethal attack in the NRL?
Yes, I do. And I think with the evolution of the rules, they certainly have been advantaged, and they're doing it well. They get the ball, they hang onto the ball, and they've got some real toilets there. They've got a nice balance. I think that's what's good about them. So... in essence, yes, they have the most lethal team in the comp. You wouldn't want to play them in a finals game.
Luke Lewis, is Jaden Campbell a State of Origin player? And if not, why not?
I think he is now. Like the way that he's been playing over the last 4 weeks, there's been a lot of people saying he's not ready. But I feel like now, after the way that he's played, if you had asked me this 12 months ago, I would say he's not ready. But the way that he's playing at the moment, he looks like a State of Origin player. He's got talent. He's got skill. He's tough. He's defending well. And he's got X factor. So, yeah, I'd put him in Origin.
No reason why he shouldn't be. And his defence against Manly a couple of weeks ago, it was dynamic.
All right, Gibbsy. Dean Young wants the Dragons coaching gig beyond this year. Is he in the box seat?
I would say he's certainly, you know, in the box now. He was out of the box before they won a game against Brisbane. So that changes things. I mean, the word on the street has been that Ben Horme is going to get the gig. I'm not in a position to say who's going to be better. But certainly, Dean, if he keeps winning, he'll be in the box seat.
I wouldn't take the gig.
But you would be Prime Minister. You never cease to intrigue. Louis, name the biggest selection issue faced by both coaches for Origin 2.
New South Wales, I'll say probably Casey McLean, and obviously, does he come in or does he not? Because you've got Kohler. Was it Kohler? Yeah. That was on the wing. I think it's a tough decision because he didn't do anything wrong, but I thought Casey McLean was huge.
Crichton's in some doubt too.
Crichton's in some doubt, but you've also got the Mitch Moses saga there at the moment. Mitch Moses, everyone's talking about Mitch Moses, but I thought Strange was brilliant. I love Strange. I would have picked him. I think he complements Nathan Cleary really well. And for Queensland, I don't know if there's too much going on there. So I don't think Reece Walsh is playing the best. That was probably the only one I would say would be Reece Walsh and Callum Ponga together, but I don't feel like Reece is playing his best football at the moment.
What about you, Gibbsy?
I think the most burning issue is whether Mitchell Moses comes straight in, and I don't think either you could knock. You know, it doesn't really worry me. But Mitch Moses has had an outstanding record at State of Origin.
Yep.
He's had one game with Nathan Cleary. It was an easy win. They combined really well. Yes, Ethan Strange had a particularly impressive debut, but if Mitch Moses, he's not playing tomorrow, which is sort of...
That's,
know,
what worries
throws
me.
Throws a spanner in the
wheel. But he's not playing.
But, you know, hang on. But if he's going to train straight away and they know what they're doing and he knows what he's doing, I say Mitch Moses goes into the team and Ethan Strange, you know, starts off the bench. And that's the way it was going to be. Just because someone comes in and takes their opportunity, I'm not quite sure. So that's the most...
Someone burning. Comes and takes the opportunity with two hands.
Yeah.
And well, it has almost a man-of-the-match performance. How do you go, he's not in the starting side?
I'm not the selector, Louis.
No, I'm just going off what you're saying at the moment.
Well, exactly. I can't see why Mitch Moses, right, who has done it at State of Origin level, has got an excellent record at State of Origin level. The only...
You're about to nail it right on the head.
Issue.
He hasn't played any football. He hasn't trained much. Well, and we're going into a game that's super important.
Okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to pack up your
it's a no-brainer
bag and go home.
Hey, I'm sticking with Nathan Cleary and Strange.
Well, that's fine. I don't mind which way they go. Okay, but if Mitchell Moses gets in there, he should be. You can have this argument about James Tedesco and Dylan Edwards. Dylan Edwards got brought back into the side. James Tedesco played well. So as soon as Dylan Edwards came back, he was back in. Then he's played better than he's ever played before, and I'm not arguing the merits of it. But then they shut Dylan Edwards out. So you've got to be consistent.
I'm lost.
Well, you know why? Because you're inconsistent. And if you're going to be Prime Minister, you want to get some consistency.
Opposed to all the other leaders around the world.
Yeah, they're real consistent.
0467 920 222. Luke Lewis, John Gibbs. I'm Andrew Moore. Text coming through.
Can we debate this more?
467 920 222. Well, Louis, better get used to debates. Gibbsy, I'm keen on your thoughts, though, on that question. Which teams are you declaring cannot, will not make the finals?
Here you go, mate. Right there.
So Louis went Dragons.
Thank you, Louis.
Dragons, Eels, Dogs and Gold Coast.
Yeah, who I don't think will make the finals.
That's what I'm asking.
Out of those, definitely.
Yes.
Brisbane, gone.
Gone?
Gone. Brisbane, gone.
Okay.
So, you know, the only thing is so many...
Was that a drop the mic?
You did. You dropped the phone thinking it was a mic with your declaration of Brisbane gone.
I was giving it back to you, Luke. Like, you steal things from me. I'm giving you the ladder back.
Yeah, but it was the way you did it. It's like, oh, that's it. Drop the mic like that.
So you don't think they're going to fight back? It's a big...
Yeah, they're going to fight back.
Don't know.
Look at they were in the same sort of position last year.
Yes, and they won 44 to something, 18, against the Gold Coast.
Yeah, but they're...
Same situation. Guess what happened last night, Luke?
They lost.
They got beaten.
But what did they go on a run with the side that they got? Do you not give them a little bit of a chance with the team that they got on the field?
No.
He's declared them dead.
Even with, like...
The question was...
Everyone that's in that side.
The question was... Well, you just said yourself, he's playing...
He's not playing
no
well
good.
At the moment, but I do believe that he can just go and turn it around.
Well, you need the blokes in front of you, though. As a fullback or a halfback, this is such a ridiculous discussion so often. If your forwards are going no good, a halfback or a fullback has got no hope of doing anything. And people say, Nathan Cleary can't do it at State of Origin. Rah! Well, guess what? If his forwards are going terrible... You can't do anything. It doesn't matter if you're Superman.
Now, Jonty,
do
me a favour. Hang on, Louis. I'm going to open this bottle of water for you. I want you to have a sip. Yes, it is yours. No, he's already calmed down.
You had a really disrupted run. Maury, what did you put in his drink? That's why he gave it to you. He's put something in there.
I did not put anything in his drink.
Oh, no, I'm fine. Okay. I mean, I must admit, I'm a bit rattled by Louis wanting to be the Prime Minister.
Yeah, well, I've been dealing with that now for 24 hours.
How did that happen?
Yeah.
Well, he had it.
NRL Sunday on ABC Sport.
Rugby League is on your radio. ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Hi, this is Chris Barth, a new member of the ABC's weekend team this year. I'm a Parramatta Eels supporter. Can be difficult at times, but I do love the NRL and I have many thoughts about it. Many. But right now, we are after your first thought. The first thing that comes to your mind when Andrew mentions the topic. And don't be like John Gibbs. It's not your second or third or fourth, fifth or sixth thought. Just your first thought. Sorry, Gibbsy.
Thank you, Chris. Yesterday was Queensland Day. So for our first thought today, and also bearing in mind that we're in the middle of the State of Origin series, Our first thought is, other than Billy Moore, Queenslander. What is your first thought? Queenslander, other than Billy Moore. Because he'd always be everyone's. You can call us on 1300 361 700 or text 0467 920222. And again, you can take it any which way you like. There's no right or wrong answer. Apart from Billy Moore, Queenslander, who or what is your first thought? My brain went straight to, and I've got to say, when I thought of this in the shower this morning, I had an instant first thought, but then I had Gibbsy style like 11 first thoughts. But my first thought was man of the match in the first two Origin games, Chris Choppy Close. Choppy, one of my all-time favourites, a great Queenslander, a passionate Queenslander. You won't find a more passionate Queenslander, not to mention a great, great player, Chris Close. Queenslander, but not Billy Moore. I say, Choppy, what say you? 1300 361 700 is the number to ring, or text 0467 920222. And among my thoughts beyond my first, John Gibbs, was who you would come up with. I want to see if I'm correct. Who is your first thought?
Well, obviously my old great mate Fatty. And I think he's done it as a player and also as a coach.
Well, I was watching Jonty just on Fatty. Mm-hmm. He's done a great series of interviews with him on Samson on pay TV. And one of the topics, I think it was a three-part series, might have been episode two I watched. And
the third one hasn't been on yet.
Okay, he was talking about how Wayne Bennett, when Queensland was struggling, saying we need a catch cry, and some players were saying oranges and others apples, and they're like, are you kidding? And Fatty said, how about Queensland?
He's the original.
I said, Billy Moore owes me a squillion dollars.
Yeah, Billy, plagiarised it. But that, he's done it well, though. He's made
Billy admits that,
he's
too.
Made a living out of it. But Paul, I think, is quintessentially Queensland.
100%.
Probably didn't know it was Queensland Day yesterday, but that doesn't matter.
No, but apart from that, he is a Queenslander. What about you, Luke Lewis? Where did your mind go, dare I ask?
Oh, we just went straight to Wally Lewis.
Yeah?
Queensland. Everyone talks about, all the stories I hear about Wally Lewis and State of Origin. And, you think about Queensland, you think about, how good he was and what he did in the game. So, Wally Lewis, that's for me.
All right, well, I think three great Queenslanders have just been named. Louis says the King. Gibbsy says Paul Vorton. I say Chris Close. What say you? 1-300-361-700.
I'm stunned Louis didn't say Joe Bjelke-Petersen.
What with his political bent? Or Senator Ross Livermore, was it?
Irrelevant.
Him came up with Origin.
It's all relevant now.
1-300-361-700 or text 0467-920222. NRL Sunday. We've got a bit of time. Oh, in fact, we don't have that long before the news at 1 o'clock. My first thought, single footy shorts, thongs and missing teeth, says Peter. I told you there's no right or wrong answers. Maybe I was wrong about that. First thought, Barry Gomesall from Rocky John. Yes, that's a great one. My first thought when I hear Queenslander is Tenterfield, New South Wales. That's clever, seeing as that's where the player yielded out is from, says Mike from Warwick in Queensland. Yes, very good shout, Mike. Hello, Billy. Hi, Andrew and team. First thought, the Cauldron, the Old Lang Park, says Scott at Budrum. Guys, my first thought, Mark Coyne's winning try to break our New South Wales hearts. Chris from Lithgow, go the Dragons. That was just the most extraordinary last, 5 or 6 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah, incredible. Andrew said that one as well.
Andrew said that one. Hang on, have you got another imaginary friend just to get second thoughts out?
No, it's Andrew from Lugano, and he said, mate, you sure you let Luke and Andrew know, because they mightn't believe you.
I would believe you. Hello, Andrew. Curly says, Artie Beetson, even though he played more games for New South Wales. G'day, gents. Queenslander, first thought is miracle last-minute try to win Origin. Doesn't matter who it is. Cheers, Steve at Concord. Hi, Andrew and team. First thought, the Cauldron. So a few for that. 0467 920222.
ABC Sports coverage of the NRL Premiership.
NRL Sunday.
On your radio, ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Well, last week on the show, we were getting to know Cameron McInnes, and we've got to know Josh Papali'i and Jakai Whitfeld. Today it is, well, I guess we can say kindly, a veteran of the NRL, South Sydney's Ewan Aitken. And he's had a wonderful career, Ewan Aitken, with the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Played over 120 games for them. Went to the Warriors over a couple of seasons. Played 35 games, couple of years to start
with at the Dolphins, and now he's been at the South Sydney Rabbitohs since the start of last year. Ewan Aitken, it's time to get to know you. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm really good. Thanks. Yourself?
Mate, very well. I feel like you've been around forever, but I'm wondering what we don't know about you. Do you have a what's your nickname?
I'll get a few different ones. I've got Ewan Aitken lately, Yui. Yeah, there's been the Hammer sometimes when I was at Dragons. Yeah, there's been a couple of different ones along the way.
Yeah, see, I feel like the Hammer's now owned by the Dolphins fullback.
Yeah, exactly. You can take that one. I've got Chewin as well before. Chewin.
I like that. I do like that. And the Urinator, I like that very much. What's your middle name?
Lachlan.
Lachlan, okay. First job you ever had?
I actually was at a surf shop in Shell Harbour. It was probably the first proper job I had. Otherwise, probably delivering papers when I was down home as a 14-year-old. And then worked at the uni for a bit after that.
And that's where you hail from, Ewan, the South Coast?
Yeah, far South Coast, a little small town called Peenbilla.
Nice. What was the first car you owned?
A Toyota Corolla.
Very good. When did you fall in love with rugby league?
I think I played my first game at 4.5, so it must have been before that, I think. So, from every... I can remember I was just been around it. My dad played Union League and two older brothers played league before me. So, I think it was just something we did growing up and, yeah.
So which team?
It made me be passionate about it, I think.
Which team did you grow up following?
Because I was a member of the team of Bulldogs. I followed the Bulldogs growing up, actually, yeah. So,
who was your favourite player as a kid?
Like Luke Patton was probably up there, Andrew Ryan. Who else was there? Brent Sherwin.
Now, see, they've all got really good nicknames. Bobcat, the General, Shifty.
Yeah, they did, actually. They did have really good nicknames.
I feel like we're losing that art just a little bit in the game. When did you first realise, though, you could make a career out of this sport?
It was probably when I was 14 and a half. I think I made the merit team for Australia, the schoolboys. And before that, I thought I was just good locally or whatever. That really made me realise that I'm good for my age. And then there was a chance, and I think there was a story where the Dragons come down to watch me play because they got wind of that I was playing some good footy. And I played an AFL grand final previous on the same day. We won that, and then I drove up an hour and a half to Maria to play the major semi-final for the Bulldogs, we were playing Bulldogs, and Dad was trying to take me off the field, and he never does that, and I was refusing to go off because of the major semi-final, and I was playing a really good game, and then found out after the game that the Dragons were telling him to take me off the field because didn't want anyone else to see me play.
Really? How good.
Yeah, I was 14 and a half when I signed a deal with the Dragons, I think it was, yeah.
So who was a tougher coach or mentor, your dad or Wayne Bennett?
I don't know, actually. My dad would give me a run for his money. He coached me a fair bit. From when did he probably start? I think it was under 10s through to under 14s, I think he coached me. He sort of gave one of our boys a go with him as being coached. He's pretty hard man. His fitness sessions were pretty tough, but I think that sort of made us be better as footy players and as a team. But Wayne's a good coach. He definitely tries to get the best out of you and tries to make you improve and holds everyone accountable, which is what you want to see.
We're speaking and getting to know South Sydney's Ewan Aitken. Ewan, what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given? Doesn't have to be footy related. It can be anything.
I think just control your controllables. There's a lot of things you can worry about and stress about, but if they're out of your control, there's no point worrying about them. So I think just control what you can do on the daily and then usually pretty good after that.
Do you have a favourite sport outside of rugby league?
Yeah, probably mixed martial arts and the UFC, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. Are you any good at it? Do you try it yourself?
No, never done it myself. I'm obviously not too bad in the wrestling room. We've done some wrestling sessions with the boys in different teams and stuff, but that's as far as I'll go, I reckon.
Is there a bucket list sporting event that you'd love to go to?
I've already been to Madison Square Gardens with USC, so I've ticked off that one.
That's cool.
It's probably not too many. I'm sure that a couple of big soccer games would be pretty cool to go to, but... for me, not as much interest there.
What was your favourite TV show growing up as a kid?
Probably Pokemon. I was obsessed with that for quite a while, actually.
Honey, you're growing up right before my eyes, spreading your wings and soaring like a Spearow.
I feel more like a fallen Pidgey.
I won't let you talk about yourself that way. Just be confident. You can do anything that you set your mind to. Do you understand?
Yes.
And are you changing your underwear every day?
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to get all the toys, and I used to dream about owning Pokemon. So,
yeah, as a parent during that phase, Pokemons drove me nuts. Were you a big collector?
Nah, not a collector of, like, cards or anything. I just more wanted to have a real Pokemon that I could train.
Never happened, eh?
Nah, never happened, unfortunately.
No, we could still hang in there. What about the big screen movies? What's your favourite movie of all time?
Shawshank Redemption's pretty good. That's up there.
If you want to keep all that money, give it to your wife. The IRS allows a one-time only gift to your spouse for up to $60,000.
Tax-free?
Tax-free. IRS can't touch 1 cent.
You're that smart banker would kill his wife, aren't you? Why should I believe a smart banker like you? So I can end up in here with you?
It's perfectly legal. Go ask the IRS. They'll say the same thing.
Interstellar's pretty cool. Different series. I love, like, Vikings, Yellowstone. They're probably a couple of recent ones.
So pick one. Come on.
It's too many to choose. I don't think I can pick one.
I'm all about Shawshank. I was hoping you'd go that way. Out now. What is something that people may not know about you and Aiken, even some of your footy mates? Do you have a hidden talent?
I think the footy mates would know now, but I've actually been working as a financial planner the last year and a half, actually. So that's the next step of my career, is to go into that space. I really enjoy helping people understand their finances and see how you can help them with different strategies and just open their eyes to different levers you can pull to sort of maximise your wealth. It's been something I enjoy, and I like being able to do it while I still play footy as well.
What a great attitude. And, you know, the way the game's gone in the last 20, 25 years, players, especially regular first graders like you have been for so long, have not needed other jobs. Was it important for you to have something else to focus on apart from footy?
Yeah, I think it has. I think it's just become a normality thing for me. I come out of 20s studying at uni, continued that through Dragons. I finished that degree, but didn't want to go into that space. I was exercise science, and I was like, oh, what else can I do? Went to a master's in business, did that 3/4 of the way through that. That's when I was like, actually, what financial planning is what I want to do. So that's when I went into financial planning and got a good mentor at Tempest Wealth, Colin Ward, who's actually an ex-NRL player as well.
Yeah.
So he's been great, and the team there has been great with helping me learn and grow as a financial planner as well.
All right, so you're good with numbers, you're good with business, you're good with, at least following martial arts, and you're certainly good at footy, but can you cook?
Yeah, I don't go too bad. Me and Mish share the role here and there. It's not the best thing to do, especially with two little kids, but I don't mind cooking every now and again if I've got a bit of time.
Do you have a signature dish?
Not really, to be fair. I've been cooking carrots, all sorts of things. I always try to change it up. I get a bit bored with the regular, but yeah, you can't go. A steak Diane's a pretty good one that Mum showed me back in the day. So that's probably one of my favourites.
Now, you're hosting a dinner party, Ewan. So you've got three people to invite, alive or dead, can be any which way you choose. Who are the three you're inviting?
I'll probably go Robert Whittaker, maybe an actor, maybe like Hugh Jackman or something like that.
Hugh Jackman, okay. Dude, it's your party. You can invite whoever you like.
Yeah. Put me on the spot here.
I wonder how Rob Whittaker and Hugh Jackman would go in conversation.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hugh looks pretty laid back. He'd be sweet.
Yeah, maybe Volk and Oski too. I've met him a couple of times, and there's a couple of boys that I know him. We sort of know each other through them, but never really met him too much. So maybe one of them, a couple of Aussies.
So you're going to have quite an aggressive bunch there, apart from Hugh. Hugh can dance his way out of trouble.
Hopefully they like a beer, and hopefully they're on my side. We ever come to a fight, so I don't have anything to worry about there.
We're getting to know you and Aiken. What if anything scares you?
I don't know. Maybe now that I'm a father, it's probably just something happening to my kids, I think.
Yeah.
That's probably what scares me. And I suppose what the future holds for them, because, it's a bit uncertain times. And, just hope the world they get to grow up in is as good as what we had it.
Do you have a favourite band or singer?
No, I don't actually really. I can listen to anything. I like a bit of country here and You can listen to techno, I can listen to whatever. So, yeah.
You got a bit of an eclectic mix. Is there a concert you've been to? What's your favourite concert?
I went to a couple of down in Melbourne when I was a bit younger, when I used to be into the party scene a little bit more. There's like Let Me Eat Cake was one of them. Been to Groove in the Move, a couple of ones like that. So, yeah.
Now, your favourite holiday destination, Ewan, what is it?
I've been to a few different spots. I've been to South America. That was quite fun.
Where'd you go there?
Went to Chile and Peru. Went to see that the Machu Picchu, which is the temples they sort of built up way up in the mountains, which was pretty crazy how they did that. But also you get altitude sickness being there too, so that wasn't as fun. But, yeah, probably there or Europe, I reckon.
All right. Let me get to some quick hits then. Your take on clowns, great fun or terrifying?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me, to be honest, yeah.
All right, they're all good. How young are your children?
Audrey is 2.5 and Lockie's just turned 1.
Oh, okay. So you've got a lot of clowns ahead of you. summer or winter?
Summer.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Sweet or savoury?
I love both of them, to be fair. I'm a big sweets guy and I like my chips and stuff, but probably sweets.
Which do you go first, savoury followed by something sweet?
Yeah,
that's the guy. Yeah, I'm with you. Peanut butter, crunchy or smooth?
I like both, to be fair, yeah. Okay. I like crunchy.
Right, you're easily pleased, you and Aiken. But this one, we learn all about you here. Tomato sauce, cupboard or fridge?
Fridge, but not tomato barbecue.
Well, either way, that's the perfect result. You will be a fine example to your children. You and Aiken, so good to talk to you, mate. Good luck for the rest of the year and fantastic getting to know you.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate having me.
On ABC Sport, let's hear our man of sound, Dennis Carnahan's Song of the Week.
I don't know why they wouldn't take a shot at goal there and make it 4 converted tries, treating Canberra with disdain. And they'll probably score here, whether it be Nolan and then it was like...
Jaunty's premonition.
Is this a prediction, Jaunty?
Yeah, they'll score.
It's like writing on the wall.
No one need to answer.
Yeah, in the six.
Jaunty's premonition.
That's premonition.
No one need to was is about to score.
Here's a scrum, fed and one, they go to the right.
13 seconds later, he gets Robert Toyer's pass.
Come out, Toyer. Get away to the one, need to was, eh?
40 years of broadcast. A premonition masterclass.
Steps in for a pass one. He's over.
Jaunty sees things from down on the ground. No one else does. His premonition's just amazing.
Get there, oh, you've done it again. You've done it ever to Legato from a few years ago.
Jaunty's premonition. Have happened once before.
I just had a premonition.
Emma Tonegato was foreseen by John to score.
Yeah, how is that for premonition?
With these two premonitions, his clairvoyance was so strong.
I actually started to believe that they were being clairvoyant.
It makes up for the thousands. Where Jaunty's got it wrong.
I could see it coming a mile away, but...
Jaunty sees things from down on the ground. No one else does. His premonition's just amazing.
Oh, boy, well, I said that on tongues. I'd be looking like the Pope. You're looking like Nostradamus, Jaunty. 26 book, the Roosters. Three tries to mark the Wanganita Wildlife. I just had a premonition. Well, that one, that was beyond anything else I've ever experienced.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.